Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.1% in June, and this is an increase from 2.9% in May and an increase from 2.6% in June of 2023. Decatur County had the highest jobless rate in the region at 4.2%, followed by Rooks at 3.9% and Russell at 3.8%. Locally, Phillips County was at 3.2%, Graham County 3.4%, Sheridan County 2.9%, and Norton County 2.8%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 7,600 from May, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 2,200 over the month, while government increased by 5,400. Since June of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 17,900. This change is due to an increase of 15,300 private sector jobs and an increase of 2,600 government jobs. U.S. Department of Agriculture Kansas Rural Development Director Christy Davis announced that the USDA will help farmers and small businesses expand access to clean energy and lower energy bills through the Rural Energy for America, or REAP, program. Davis said rural development is investing $1,789,170 in grants that will support 15 clean energy projects across Kansas, and they're working hard supporting Kansas's small businesses and farmers as they create jobs for their communities. REAP enables agricultural producers and rural small business owners to expand their use of wind, solar, geothermal, and small hydropower energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations help them increase their income, grow their businesses, and address climate change while lowering energy costs for American families. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes projects in 38 other states and Guam. The USDA continues to accept REAP applications and has set aside a portion of the program funds to support underused renewable energy technologies like wind and geothermal power. And for additional information, you can contact your local energy coordinator. The USDA Rural Development provides loans and grants to help expand economic opportunities, create jobs, and improve the quality of life for millions of Americans in rural areas. And to learn more, you can visit usda.gov. Governor Kelly has sent a letter to FEMA asking for an extension to submit a request for a major disaster. The letter asks for an extension to October 5, 2024, to submit to the Public Assistance Program for severe thunderstorms that impacted the state June 26 through July 7, accompanied by large hail, damaging straight-line winds, tornadoes, and torrential rainfall, resulting in flooding. Governor Kelly made the request to allow for more time to conduct preliminary damage assessments with FEMA, as well as time to review the assessment data and request a major disaster declaration for the Public Assistance Program, which is the program that provides funds on a cost-share basis to repair damaged public infrastructure, such as roads and bridges. Governor Kelly said as severe storms continue to impact Kansans, stretching state and local resources thin, additional time is needed to collect data and validate all expenses to aid local governments in restoring and the infrastructure that's vital to the safety and well-being of their communities. In Nebraska news, a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a former Dundee County sheriff seeking to stop a since-successful recall. According to U.S. District Court records, a judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by Clinton C.J. Smith, who initiated legal proceedings by filing the lawsuit against the state of Nebraska, the Dundee County Board of Commissioners, the Dundee County Attorney, and other individuals involved in a recall effort against him. Smith was recalled in November 2023 with 92% of the vote over his failure to get law enforcement certification. Smith attempted to stop the recall in court, asking a federal judge for an injunction, saying the recall would harm his reputation, and he also appeared on podcasts featuring constitutional sheriffs. Smith faces charges in Dundee County Court of possessing or receiving a stolen firearm and theft by unlawful taking, $501 to $1,499. and the charges stem from Smith possessing firearms from his time as sheriff and not returning them to the sheriff's office. The handguns were then reported as stolen to the National Crime Information Center. Court records showed that a search warrant was served on Smith's Binkelman home and on his silver 2013 Toyota Tacoma pickup. And according to court records, the search located one Glock 34 handgun, but no other firearms were located. Smith has filed to have his case moved to Lincoln County, and a hearing on his motion is set for August 20th. A Grand Island woman is behind bars for attempted first-degree murder after a woman reported that she assaulted her with a knife earlier this month. Julissa Trevino, 23, was arrested for attempted first-degree murder, first-degree assault, two counts of a weapon to commit a felony, and three counts of child abuse. According to the Grand Island Police, at around 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, officers received a belated report of an assault with a knife that occurred the night of July 15th. The Grand Island Police Department said a woman reported she had a verbal argument with her sister, Trevino, that became physical, and she said Trevino walked into the kitchen, grabbed a butcher knife from the sink, and attacked her eight times, causing lacerations to her head, face, and arms. The Grand Island Police Department said three children were present at the time of the assault. Captain Dean Elliott said the victim went to a hospital a day later and received three staples to the top of her head and eight stitches to her chin. Elliott said the victim did not initially report the incident to police as she was afraid of her sister, and he added it was eventually reported to a probation officer who made the report. On Friday, a judge set Trevino's bond at $1.5 million, and 10% would need to be posted for her to be released from jail. Her next court date is set for 3 p.m. on August 22nd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation began a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 83 in Decatur and Sheridan counties. The project work involves a mill and overlay starting near the K-383 junction in Sheridan County and extending 9.5 miles to the north. The traffic through the areas where crews are actively working will be directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for a delay of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours, though emergency vehicles will still be able to pass through. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-August, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at todd.anderson@ks.gov. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, July 8th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. John Mapes with Mapes and Miller Accounting was present to deliver the preliminary numbers for the proposed 2025 Norton County budget. The department budgets were then reviewed in detail and adjustments were made. The commission stated they will need a few estimates for projected work in 2025 before the budget can be ready for publication, and a work day for the finalization of the budget was scheduled for Thursday, July 18th at 9 a.m. Alan Hale, the Norton County appraiser, spoke with the commission on office operations and plans for 2025. Commissioner Matchett called for an executive session at 10:30 a.m. for a period of 3 minutes to include Alan Hale, the appraiser, and clerk Robert D. Wyatt for discussion of non-elected personnel. Commissioner Thompson gave the motion a second, and the motion passed. The commissioner then returned to regular session at 10:33 a.m. with no action taken from the executive session. The commission spoke with Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste by telephone, where the commission and Ted discussed the construction of the next two subcells for MSW that will need to be constructed in 2025. BG Consultants has provided Norton County with an estimate of $400,000 to $500,000 for the pit construction, and the estimate was needed for budget purposes. After an executive session was called by Commissioner Matchett for a period of 10 minutes, at 11:15 a.m. for review of confidential client information to include County Clerk Robert Wyatt and another executive session at 11:30 a.m. for a period of 15 minutes for the purpose of non-elected personnel, to include County Clerk Robert Wyatt. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the minutes from the June 28, 2024 Commission meeting, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until July 15th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 101 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 69 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 107 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 74. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 104. On Thursday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 97. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98. Currently with fair skies, it is 79 degrees. The wind speed is south at 15 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.87. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18. It's time for your Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals dropped the final two games of their series with the Chicago Cubs this weekend, including a 7-3 loss in the finale yesterday and a 9-4 loss Saturday. After this weekend's action, the Royals now sit 6.5 games back of the Cleveland Guardians for first place in the AL Central. Yesterday, the Royals had a 3-2 lead entering the sixth inning, but in that frame, Chicago scored a pair to take the lead and to chase Royals starting pitcher Cole Reagans. Then the Cubs added three more insurance runs in the ninth inning against James MacArthur. This is the first time this season that Reagans is allowed three or more earned runs in consecutive starts. Freddie Fermin hit his fifth home run of the year in the loss. On Saturday, the Royals had a 4-3 lead after six innings, but Seth Lugo was roughed up in the seventh when the Cubs took the lead for good. Lugo ended with a final line of six runs allowed on five hits and six and a third innings while striking out just two batters. Hunter Renfroe homered Saturday while Bobby Witt Jr. tallied his 71st RBI of the year. The Royals will head to Chicago to face that city's other club, the White Sox, tonight. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips. and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Supply. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.